Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show, bigpartyshow.com. That's where you need to get, that's all things Big Party Show right there, including merch. There's some great shirts that we have. So if you want to support the show, buying merch and sporting it out there is the way to do it. We have some Husker shirts. You know, ask me about my cat. We had
it works.
It works.
People will ask.
Go check it out at least.
Be prepared to have an answer.
Yeah. Because you got also the Employee of the Month shirts as well. But yeah,
people will believe that you are Employee of the Month. Yes, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. All you have to do is buy the shirt.
That's it. We got 15 more days, Molly, I'm not going to say you're going to get it.
Stop. Just stop. Stop with the lies.
There's all kinds of mixes in there
and
now.
And the hope. I mean, it's the thing that's so cruel is the hope.
The hope.
The fact that I live in a world where maybe you're nope.
No, you don't know that. See, the negativity again. See, negativity. I mean, now we have our producer Brock in the mix too. So we got tons of other people in the mix for Employee of the Month.
Unbelievable. Want to thank Bythewood Creative for creating the Big Party Show website.
Them too.
They could be, seriously, that would be fantastic. Actually, they should be Employee of the Month. Been around since 2015, behind notable Omaha events and brands like Omaha Whiskey Fest, which is coming up.
Yeah,
so Bythewood Creative did a bunch of stuff for them. So tailored solutions built specifically for each client. So think of what, how do I afford a big agency? You don't need to pay those big agency prices. No. You can get big agency results with Bythewood Creative.
There you go. Boom, bam, boom. All right. Also, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Today, it's no dumb questions. And we got some other need to know things, including birthdays.
Today, happy birthday. Okay, so we're recording this on a Sunday. It'll air on a Monday.
Yeah, so my
Sunday is the actual birthday.
And you know, Monday is Labor Day, so yeah.
And I brought something for you.
Oh my God, look at you. You're going to eat that right in front of me. Oh my God, because look what I got. I got this. I brought me a cake.
Oh, you did?
I brought a cake. I didn't buy it. I made it. So this is a
what's on top of it? I can't tell.
I crushed some pistachios on top of it.
Ooh. And,
so basically, it's a gluten. What is that? That's one of my favorite donuts.
Yeah, it's a long john.
Long John.
And then look at the candle has a pea on it.
Pea on
party.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, so I made this this cake. It's a gluten-free, dairy-free cake because of the allergies in the house. It's very decadent. Then I put a chocolate ganache on top. Then I crushed some pistachios and put that on top as well.
Where'd you get the pistachios?
I just sent it out of a bag.
I know, but you keep them in the house because I had to buy them special when I made my pistachio thing.
No, I just, Wylene eats, she likes to eat nuts.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for me. They say a handful of nuts get you.
Stop it.
That study just came out again.
Yep.
It's kind of like the uranium.
From the Mann Institute. Yeah. They're like, ladies.
A handful of nuts a day.
Hello. Want that heart health to happen? They're like, yeah, okay. Husbands everywhere passing along that information to the woman in their lives.
Okay. All right. So we're going to kick it off. We got to get motivated here. This is Motivational Monday, too. So let's see what's going on here.
Good f***ing morning, Glitter Gremlin. Today's goal. Be the kind of positive that annoys miserable people. You can still tell the fun suckers to fuck off, but do it with jazz hands. Keep spreading your sunshine, my friend.
There you go. That's quick and fast and to the point. Yes.
I love it.
Keep spreading glitter
gremlins.
Yes.
It's just a great. My daughter calls the cat a gremlin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
She's like, where's the gremlin? And I'm like, your fur brother, Murray?
Brother. Oh my God.
He's my fur baby.
Yeah.
So he's their fur brother.
Ah.
She's like, he's no brother of mine. He's a gremlin.
Yeah. I have a birthday song for myself, too. I mean, when Let's it's my it. Birthday, it is my birthday. Okay.
Yeah, you are all in.
It's your birthday. It is August. Of all the birthday months, it is the largest. I guess everyone is f***ing during Thanksgiving. Everyone is filling ovens up with things. Corned up, wind down, thick close, bounce, bounce, bird clump, golden brown, billowy potato mound. My relatives are all around, I'm anything except aroused, but I don't make the baby count, so I don't know what this is all about. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy
birthday. You're such a dork.
What is that?
I don't know.
Yet, what
right. Brock approves. Got a thumbs up.
So my parents were doing it in around Thanksgiving.
Let's
huh?
please not.
I've never even thought of when that was going down.
Really?
Yeah. So it would have been around Thanksgiving, right?
I guess. I've given zero thought to this.
My brother's birthday is in July.
Okay.
So they would have been doing it around Halloween-ish.
When is their wedding anniversary?
I don't know.
You really don't?
No, I don't even know. I don't know. We never discussed any of that. I don't know. Why don't I know?
I don't
you
know.
What happened is that, well, they divorced.
So?
When I was young.
They still have a marriage. They still have a wedding day.
You don't celebrate your marriage when you're divorced.
Oh, some people
No, they do not. They
oh, I do know people
divorce.
That do.
They celebrate, really, they call their ex-husband or ex-wife and go,
yes.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Yes.
Who does that?
I know someone very well who does that. And it is the weirdest thing ever. And
that
yet
is
it
weird.
Happens. He sends his wife, ex-wife flowers.
Is she remarried?
No.
Is he remarried?
Yes.
How awful. Is that just the slap in the punch in the gut? I've never heard of this before.
Mm-hmm. On the wedding anniversary, calls or flowers or something. He's remarried. She is not.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's
I'm like,
nutty.
what's the wife think?
I would love to know. Do I know? I don't want to ask if I know this person.
I don't know if you do. Okay. I don't know. I honestly don't know if you do. But it is very, it is one of those things where it's like, wow, really? Hey, like, why did you get divorced then?
Exactly. I don't know that that's, do they have children together?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's bananas. So yeah. So when you say that, like, I am telling you, there are creatures out there.
Yes.
That do this.
How weird. That's okay.
Isn't that wild?
My parents, I mean, they were civil, I think, for the most part. I mean, my father, when I was in Germany, my father came all the way out there, and he stayed at the house and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was remarried, of course.
To Jerry.
To Jerry.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, we were just so far away. And my dad, you know, he's got German in him. And wanted to come check out, you know, Germany, his homeland.
Which I'm surprised because your parents were, that was not a happy divorce. Like
no.
They were not, you know, so the fact that Mm-mm. that existed where they made peace long enough for your dad to come overseas and visit is really astonishing.
Yeah.
Because from what you've told me, they did not.
No, it was ugly. It was an ugly marriage for the most part.
Well, that's kind of what you had said, that it wasn't like a necessarily a functioning.
No, they didn't get along. They just didn't get along.
Isn't that funny? You're like, why did you get married?
I don't know. Well, they got along before. I don't know where it went from there. I don't.
Kids. You
kids
and your brother.
Probably drove them
just
insane.
Ruined it.
Yeah. I just remember some of those arguments were so insane. I'm just like, wow. So it was best that they split up, but no, they didn't celebrate their marriage anniversary because
your dad didn't reach out to your mom.
No.
Say like, hey, remember that special day how many years ago? She's like, yeah. You know what day I also remember? The day we got divorced.
Yes, exactly.
There was that day too. Yeah, you're not calling and celebrating that one. So, I sent you a little special something.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I don't know when they were married. I don't know. I don't. I just don't know. I don't know most guys.
Well,
that
that's a little homework for you. Find out.
How do I find out? They're both dead.
Don't you have their marriage? I mean, like.
I don't know what I have. I don't have their marriage license.
I wonder if you can look that up online. Anyway, rabbit hole stuff. The only reason I'm asking is because you said your brother's birthday is in July. And I'm wondering if it was like, it's our wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
And then 9 months later, Sweet Pete.
Yeah, Sweet
comes
Pete
into the,
there.
Sweet Pete comes into the picture.
I never thought of that. I mean, I've heard, I've never heard them, my real mother and father, but I have heard my mother and my stepfather.
I don't,
sex.
Why, that's not need to know information. That is TMI. I never wanted to know that.
I never wanted to hear that.
Stop. I shouldn't. I don't have to.
Hey, don't be like that.
It's your birthday. It is August. Of all the birthday months, it is the largest. I guess everyone is f***ing during Thanksgiving. Everyone is filling ovens up with things. Corn dogs.
That's really rocking the brown. What's the Sweet Wylene doing to celebrate her man on his birthday?
We had the boys over. All right, so here's the deal. We generally celebrate all the August birthdays. There's a lot.
Okay.
At the house with everybody. But there was just something came up, so we couldn't do it with all the whole family, right? But Oliver, his birthday was like a week ago. Okay,
so we had
him over.
We got it, yeah.
We had him over a week ago on his birthday and made him a dinner and everything like that, right? And so Wylene shot him and Colin a text message saying, hey, it's Mike's birthday tomorrow, and we haven't really celebrated Oliver's birthday.
You're like, yeah, we did. We had a whole dinner.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I feel like that was enough. You're like, I do. I'm not sharing my special day with your son who already had his special day and we celebrated.
And I left it alone. I'm like, okay. And so he comes over. They all come over to celebrate Oliver's birthday because I think that's all that Oliver read of the text. So they came over in hand and I knew this was going to happen. So I said, hey, where's my gift or my card? And the look on their face almost was like... Oh, it's your birthday?
They're like, oh, right. Aren't you a little too old to be getting cards and presents? You're like, no, it's my special stinking day. Yeah. And I want some recognition. Like we recognized yours a week ago. And apparently we're doing it again. I am petty and small and I want a card.
Yes, they didn't even say happy birthday. I'm like, they may have later on the fact, but I just think it got lost in the text and we're celebrating Oliver's birthday again. And then Colin came over and he didn't have card in hand either. So it's like, I don't know.
Okay, so I have a funny.
That's a life of a stepfather. That is the life of
you're
a stepfather.
Forgotten extra. Unless well, so here's this. I'm an actual mother and an actual wife. Okay. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
So yesterday we're in the car and Peter's like, hey, kids, do you know what Monday is? And they're like, Labor Day. He's like, yeah, but what else is it? And they're like, Mom's birthday.
Oh, no.
And I was like, huh. Well, it's actually Tuesday. Yeah. So y'all lose. Yeah. Like everyone in the car is like, Monday's Mom's birthday. I was like, well, it isn't. I mean, we can celebrate twice, but I would like to point out that you don't actually know when my birthday is. And then they're all like scrambling. They're like, no, because No, because Sunday's the first. And I was like, no, there's 31 days in August again this year. Yeah. Not a surprise. It's not like a leap year where there's all of a sudden that extra day. And you're like, oh, right. You're like always 31 days in August.
Yeah. Wow. That's funny. I mean, I spent a good chunk of my life reminding those boys as they were growing up, because they were young.
About their mom's birthday?
About their mom's birthday. And I'd always be like, get a card. Make a card, do whatever you got to do. And they always said, Mom doesn't like cards. I'm like, no, she's only saying she doesn't like cards to be nice to you.
She don't feel bad.
Yes. So you need to get cards. And so to this day, they get cards and flowers.
Good. You're a good man.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get nothing.
Yep.
And that's you and me
both.
Yes. That is 100% fine. That's probably why I just do what I do on my birthday, not just tell everybody it's my birthday.
So, I hide in a hole.
Yeah.
It's so dark and deep. I don't come out.
My birthday is this. This is what I want. I want everybody listening to tell somebody about the show and get someone to listen to the podcast, whether it's Apple or Spotify. That's all I want.
Yes.
That's it. Okay.
That's a good birthday present
today. And then go on our Facebook page and Instagram and like it. That's all we want.
And wish you a happy birthday.
And of course, wish me a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, I went to the Husker game. That was
How was it Thursday?
It was the ride down there sucked.
Oh, the construction.
It was just, I didn't understand why the interstate was, I mean, there'd be miles of road that was one lane. And it's like a new highway.
Really?
So now we have gridlock, and it took over 4 hours to get there, which isn't bad still. I mean,
no, that's way longer than it usually takes to get to KC.
Yeah, I know, because it took under 2.5 to get home the next day. So, yeah, it was the ride there sucked, but getting there, you know, we're regretting about things that purchases and stuff like that. And I said, spend $1,000 on these tickets and parking. Right. It was worth every dime in the end.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean,
nothing's worse than like showing up and being like, no, seriously, this was a waste. Like, I wanted it to be good for you. I mean, we were teasing you about it, but like, you want to show up and have it be awesome.
Yeah, it was. And we were up front. We were very front row, seat one and two. And the crowd was so deafening.
Yeah, it seemed
like it. I've never heard a crowd that loud. I actually, when I got home, I watched a good chunk of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And television does not do it justice by any means. You can't even think straight. It's so loud, Molly. And that's what Cincinnati coach and their players said. They said, oh, my God, that completely threw us for a loop.
That's wild.
I mean, it was nuts because I think the only people that were there for Cincinnati was like 10 people and the band. It was their home field.
And Travis and Taylor. They were there for Cincinnati. God,
I know.
They were not there for Nebraska.
I saw them all. I could see them from where I was at. And, you know, they're on the field and stuff like that. Not Taylor. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't know Taylor was there until the next day.
Yeah, she was laying low.
Yeah, she was laying low. And I don't know what. Because it wasn't on the boom, the big screen.
Oh, okay.
They showed Travis.
All right.
Quite a bit. And I think they showed Patrick and his wife, Brittany, for Patrick Mahomes for a brief second as well. But not once was there a Taylor. So when I'm seeing all these photos that night, I was like, this is totally Photoshop. This is AI.
She was there.
I saw she was in fact there. But, she just looked bored. You know, she's supporting her man.
Yeah.
It's not like she's watching. She doesn't care about those two teams.
No.
You know, so she was just supporting her man end.
Like, she's just like, I'm here. Like, it's like a work function.
Yes.
And you're the spouse. You're like, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I'll make small talk, but like, I'm not really extending myself.
Yeah.
Well, and she was busy. So that was Thursday night. And then Friday night, she was in Nashville because it was Brittany Mahomes' 30th birthday that they were celebrating.
Okay.
So they were all like, they took a private jet and flew to Nashville and had a big 30th birthday party. Yeah. Okay. On Friday.
Because everybody was giving, throwing some shade out there because Patrick Mahomes and Brittany left early. you know.
Well, they've got kids, and if she's heading out for her 30.
I know that. Yeah, that's, I didn't know that. The first thing I thought is they have kids, because everyone was kind of like, well, Patrick, why is he bailing on Rayola? Rayola, you know, because they're, you know, buds and mentors and stuff like that. And I said, there had to be something going on.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone was looking for a reason to be mean. And then did you see the Huskers, Herbie the Husker and Taylor?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That went viral.
That went viral. So basically,
and people were kind of giving it some, like, people were like, are you guys making fun? And I didn't think so. I think I thought it was like just a cute.
Well, they said,
but some people thought that it was like giving shade.
Well, they said this when they posted that, they said the change of plans or something like that. Basically, because the Huskers beat Cincinnati, Taylor's now going to get married to Herbie the Husker. That was kind of what they're alluding to as a joke. Then all the Swifties went crazy.
How dare you, Nebraska?
So the athletic department had to take it down. They didn't have to. They said it was overshadowing the win and the football team, this whole thing. Hmm. And then now the Swifties wanted the poor person who put it up for fun to get fired.
My God. Heads will roll. You're like, keep it on the rails, Swift Nation.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good time, though. Everything was fun. It's amazing how many people you see.
Yeah, because, well, a lot of Nebraskans show up. I mean, it's not that far. It's close enough that, and it's big enough occasion that you want to go. I mean, Nebraska at Arrowhead, like, what an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why a lot of Cincinnati didn't show up.
It literally,
I think that stadium holds like 76 or something, and it was like 70,000. I mean, 73,000. It was that many people. You know?
Yeah, but it's 2.5 hours. I mean, barring construction, but it's like 2.5 hours from Nebraska to get down to KC, where, I mean, with Cincinnati, that's a flight, you know.
I don't know how far that is.
When we're
sitting there or standing there in the band, it was towards the end of the second quarter. Mm-hmm. The band gets up and they're sitting, they're waiting. They're right in front of us and they smelled so bad.
Why?
And all a bunch of dorks. They smelled like funk.
Stop it. They're all a bunch of dorks playing musical instruments like losers. What's wrong with you?
No, not losers. Just nerds. They're not losers. They're just a bunch of nerds. They you know.
What is this? Outfit. You're like still holding on to your alpha football high school self. You're like, dorks. You're like, dude, how old are you?
Well, one of them looked up at us.
Tuba.
So yeah, so one of them looked up at Wylene and I and said, so how many miles did you drive to get here, all snarky like? I'm like, dork.
You're like, listen, in another life I would have beat you down. You would have been stuffed in a locker. They're like, how old are you? Can you even move?
Yeah.
Did you have to get help? Do we have to get one of the docents to come and help you back up the stairs to get out of here?
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You're
like, I will end you.
So anyway, all right, we got the word of the day. Are you ready for the word of the day?
I am not.
Okay, here we go.
But I will be.
Hold up. It's time for another poop word of the day. Today, instead of saying you're going to go take a poop, just say you'll be back in a flash after the stink splash.
Stop it. Sick.
Yeah.
The stink splash. Yeah. The fact that there's a splash, you're like,
oh, come on. Like, we had a splash.
Let's not. Ask Wylene about the stink splash. Oh, suddenly we don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't.
Suddenly you're like, nope.
We do not talk about that stuff.
I know.
Is there any A-list stuff going on?
So I just talked about the fact that, like, Brittany Mahomes turned 30 and Taylor was there, her new bestie forever. Selena Gomez celebrated her bachelorette party down in Cabo.
I forgot she was getting married.
Yeah, she's getting married next month, like September.
Okay.
To Benny Blanco.
I like him.
But his name's Benjamin Levin. Okay. And so they had all these cute, I mean, they rented this house in Mexico in Cabo, and it was so cool. They put like balloons that said bride above her bed. And then they had like Mrs. Levin in balloons, like in the living room and stuff like that. Looks like they had an amazing time, but it's like her real friends. Okay. Like it wasn't like Taylor Swift and, you know, Zoe Saldana. I mean, it was like real people that probably have known her since grade school. You know what I mean? Okay. Like your actual girlfriends. So they celebrated that. It looked amazing. She had a bunch of different cool outfits that cost a gajillion dollars. Like they went all in with like bride a sash and like a veil that Selena Gomez was wearing that said bride to be on the back of it. That was probably the cheapest thing she wore. I think it's like retails for $16. Okay. As opposed to like the sequence and pearl halter dress that she wore that's like $1,500.
Where are they getting married? Is there any details?
I don't know. I mean, it will be A-list. Like, even though there weren't A-list people at her bachelorette party, there will be A-list people at the wedding. Okay. So I guess security's been an issue. Like, ooh, you'll see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce at the wedding.
They'll be there.
Yeah, they'll be there. Yeah, of course. I just don't know where the wedding's going down. And then the kind of the sad celebrity news is Lil Nas X. Mm-hmm. So last week on April 21st, he was arrested. He was spotted like walking down Ventura Avenue, first like in his underwear, and then like I think he stripped out of it and was like naked.
Yeah, and he OD'd and on singing some drugs.
And well, I don't know. Then they're talking that something. Back. They were taking that back though about the OD. He might have been okay on something, but they were taking back like the OD.
Yeah.
But he is like up on, what is it, 4 felony charges.
Yeah.
He pleaded not guilty. They had the arraignment. He pleaded not guilty, but he is, you know, like he is in jail. And so the deal is that he punched a cop like twice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There's a felony right there.
So unlawfully forced violence, injured 3 cops, prevented 4th cop by using violence to stop him from doing his job, which was probably, you know, bringing him into custody.
Yeah.
He's 26. I mean, kind of, it seems to me like it may be drugs, but it also rings of like, he might have some mental health struggles because they saw him earlier that day and he was like really hot and sweaty and he was slowly like peeling off of his clothes and he'd been acting erratically earlier in the week, like weird social media posts. So I'm wondering if it's a combination, if like it's mental health. And then obviously if you add in
drugs
it can really ramp things up. Yeah. But it was so, you know, like his dad went and saw him in jail and they were crying and he was like,
I saw the video that people were driving by and saw it. And I saw close up video. What's the name of that movie where Will Ferrell's running down Old School?
Yes.
It was looked like Old School.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how it looked. He was just
tall. Like he's big guy.
Tall dude. Yeah, and he was just in white underwear, I think it was.
And
he was
and cowboy boots.
And cowboy boots and just kind of dancing. He wasn't doing the running like Will Ferrell, but
he was singing a song. I think he was singing a song by like Kanye West or something. He was singing while he was running and dancing. So to be determined what's going to happen with that, but that's something that's
that sucks. Kind of
all over the place right now. Is this when we get to no dumb questions?
We have a couple no dumb questions we got to get to. We
all
have
right,
to
let's
get to these things. All right. Number one. Why did jorts become popular?
Jorts?
Yeah. Why did they become popular? And second to that question is, are they here to stay? Like, I don't know if you saw Travis.
They're back. Jorts are back.
And his brother was wearing jorts.
Yeah.
He dressed like a clown on that field.
Did not look. It was not a good look for him.
No, I don't know why he keeps trying to be different like his brother. You know what I mean?
I don't think he's trying to be different like his brother. I think he's trying to be different. Like, I'm just like whatever. I'm a dad.
No, that's a weird look. Anyway, so after I saw that, I told Wylene, I was like, why don't I just wear jorts?
And she was like, well, no.
Yeah, she was.
Moving on to the next topic.
Once you put them on, you're not going to like them because she said you don't like to wear jeans anyway. And I am seeing jorts more and more.
You don't like to wear things with buttons and zippers.
No, I don't.
No.
I need to have some flexibility in the leg room also, in the crotch area. So no, I don't. But Peter used to have, your husband used to have jorts, but not cut off jorts, right?
No. This is the,
okay.
Tailored jorts.
Yeah.
He's still, so when we got married, we went to Hawaii for our honeymoon. And in between the wedding and the honeymoon, we went to Chicago. We took a day or two to like go through stuff and pack before we left for our honeymoon. So we're in Chicago and he's packing and he has this beach tank top that he still has. Like it's like his go-to beach tank top. So he was packing that and then he was getting ready and he was packing his jorts. And I was like, listen, we're married now. One of these has to go. And he was like, aha. And I was like, no, I'm not kidding. Like, this is Sophie's choice time. Yeah. Either you keep the tank top or you keep the jorts, but we can't have both.
And so he would wear both of them at the same time.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That feels like such a Taylor Swift move to me for some reason.
Oh my gosh. And so
eventually she's going to go to Travis after they're married and they're going to say the same thing. She's like, we're married now.
We're married. We have certain standards in which we need to adhere and jorts don't make the cut. So he, keep in mind that this is 2007. No one was wearing jorts. I was like, what decade did you get these in that you're still holding on to? He's like, I love these. I've had them forever. I'm like, yeah, you did, because they don't sell them anymore. And there's a reason they don't, they're not so in style.
So what did he choose? Because I'm telling you,
so he chose the tank top. He still wears the tank top. I mean, it's his, like, it is his beach wear. So he got rid of the jorts.
Like, he does not have them in.
Like, he does not have the jorts anymore. And I hear about it at least once a year. Like, he's like, I mean, you know what would go perfect with this outfit? I'm like, don't say it. He's like, jorts.
Jorts it is.
I'm like, you had a choice. You picked the tank top. He's like, the fact that I had to choose. I was like, well, I mean, you could have pushed back. It would have been awkward going on your honeymoon by yourself because we're getting divorced because you won't. But he still brings up the fact that he does not have those jorts. And ever, now that they're back in style, it's paralyzing. He's like, I see jorts all over the place. Yeah, I'm like, well, so now, I mean, but it's been 20 years, Peter, since we said goodbye to your jorts. Like, you had to wait 20 years for that to come back around. Go buy a new pair then if you feel that strongly about it.
Well, is he going to buy another pair?
No, because he knows how much I hate them.
Why do you hate them so much?
It's just, there's something about it. There's something about it. It's just a reaction I have. There's something about jean shorts on men that is just so strange to me. I don't know. I can't. It's completely irrational. Nobody come at me for this. I am not defending this irrational, like, preference that I have. I'm just saying this is how I feel.
Okay.
Sometimes we can't. Sometimes we can't explain how we feel. We just feel that way.
I'm with you. Every time I see him, Brock, you look like a jorts type of guy. Do you got jorts? Yes or no? Head? No. No, he doesn't. Okay.
No, of course he doesn't. All right. He's a decent human being. Look at that handsome face. He's not wearing jorts. I know. Look at you. He's not wearing jorts.
Look at you.
I dated a guy that wore jorts.
I used to wear jorts.
I'm sure you did.
I mean, it was
back when you had your mullet and you were playing football and picking on the band kids. This is what you need to realize. You don't have jorts. You don't have hair. Stop picking on the band kids.
Okay. Well said.
I'm just saying that should be the tier. You're like, check. Circle. You're like, no, that band needs to be a check too.
Yes, it does. Okay. Oh, my God. All right. So are you ready for what the Wileen?
Oh, my God. What has she got now?
Yeah, here you go.
Mayonnaise guy, I swear.
Poop facts that will wipe you away. Part 4. George Clooney once cleaned his roommate's cat's litter box for 4 days, then pooped in it himself, causing the roommate to think it was from his constipated cat. In 2009, a man on trial in San Diego brought a bag of poop into the courtroom, smeared it on his lawyer, and then threw the remainder of the poop at the jury. Some of the shooting stars we see are actually astronaut poop burning up in the atmosphere. Share this video with someone who is always pooping. They'll probably watch it while pooping.
All right, I'll stop it there.
Please. Why? Because it gets worse? It must get really bad if you're stopping it.
Well, the smell of books makes some people need to poop really bad. Really, Dubai has no sewer system. They use poop trucks to haul the entire city's poop away.
Stop.
Doctors are transplanting poop from healthy people into the stomachs of people with certain illnesses, and it's healing them at a rate of 91%. In 1961, the Italian artist Piero Manzoni filled 90 tin cans with his poop, labeled it artist's shit, and sold them. In the early years of the 20th century, horses were causing so much pollution with their poop that automobiles were seen as the green alternative.
Stop it.
The more you know.
No. 96% of that video is absolutely false. There might be like one little tidbit.
Now the George Clooney thing is right. The George Clooney thing is right.
It is not.
Yes.
He cleaned a litter box for 4 days and then pooped in it.
To mess with his roommate. Yeah, that's totally a George Clooney move.
No. George Clooney is a decent person.
No, come on.
He is a non-jorts-wearing, decent human being.
The smell of books.
I don't get that. Like, okay, what?
You smell a book and you have to...
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
Maybe that's the reason why you don't have any books in your house.
Yeah,
you're
could
afraid
be.
Afraid of pooping your pants every 2 seconds.
So no, all that stuff, those are poop facts. Those are 100% poop facts.
Mm-hmm.
So send that to somebody. And like they said, most likely that person's going to be watching this video.
You never use any of the videos I send you. You never use any of those.
Cat videos.
Not always. Sometimes there's other stuff.
Some weird stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this isn't what the Molly.
No, the way to make a segment about your wife. So she's just primed to be employee of the month. I see what you're doing. You're not that clever.
I never even thought of that once.
What?
I never what thought the of that once. It's what the Wileen.
And then you're Someone using this as cover to just do horrible stuff. Poor Wileen.
No, not poor Wileen. We actually got a message from somebody who at BPS Crasher that loves that segment. They've been listening for a while. They said that she this is from Amy. She's happy about the podcast. She's happy this is going on, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it says, I love the new What the Wileen. My husband sends me similar things throughout the day. My exact thought is what the – so keep being awesome. So, yeah. Employee of the Month candidate. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, yeah, of course not. It never even crossed your mind.
That does not get you Employee of the Month.
Nothing does. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So I might as well just be my cruelest self because I can't win no matter what.
That's not true. That's not true. Hey, what's going on with this Cracker Barrel dilemma? What is the hell is
they're
happening?
Back to old timer. That is just,
was that like a bit that they did to try
no.
to get people?
It was not a bit. They were that they were that upset.
An ex worker, because everyone's like, it's like this home good cooking. Some ex employee is saying, no, it's not like home cooking. It comes in on a truck frozen
and we just heat it up.
We heat it up. That's what it is.
People feel really strongly about that brand. So I was surprised that they were going to change the logo anyway. I mean, they're kind of a stodgy old restaurant. Like, why would you reinvent the wheel?
Because it wasn't even only that. It was also everything else. You know,
well, there's all sorts of other stuff that goes along with it. I mean, trust me, they have a very complicated relationship with a lot of social issues. So it definitely like opens what? Them up to pardon.
Like what?
They've historically, I mean, they're trying to course correct, but they've historically been very anti-LGBTQ plus.
Oh, they have. Oh, that's.
Yes. Okay. And so they've tried to incorporate more acceptance in that. And there's been pushback a little bit from the fan base. Most people don't care. Most people don't know. They don't care. It's a restaurant. They go to it. They eat. They love it. And there's people that are socially aware. I mean, if you pick at any brand, you're probably going to find something in there that doesn't resonate with you.
Sure. I can't remember the last time I ate at a Cracker Barrel. I can remember the last time I ate at a Cracker Barrel because their food is unique. It has its own flavor, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're looking for chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes and corn, smothered in gravy, Cracker Barrel, like, pops to my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I were looking for that kind of, I just don't know where a lot of them, it's kind of like they're in remoter locations. Like they tend to be off of interstates. You know what I mean? Like you don't necessarily see a Cracker Barrel like in town. Like it's like on your way to somewhere. They're always off the interstate, it seems like.
Oh God, you're right. It's like a truck stop.
Yeah. So when I was touring, there were usually eight of us in the tour company. And so in order to make things fair, when we would go on really long, like month-long tours, everybody got at some point to pick a restaurant to eat at because a lot of times you had to all eat together. And there was one guy in the touring company who loved Cracker Barrel. And so whenever it was his turn to pick, we would eat at Cracker Barrel, which is fine. I mean, like it's fine. I mean, we had another guy where if he always got to pick, we always ate at Red Lobster, period, full stop. So, I mean, everybody had their thing.
All similar type restaurants,
yes, in my opinion. But like, if you're touring, that's the thing, is that you're going to go to most likely chain restaurants because it's not like if you're in the middle of Colorado or if you're in the middle of Kentucky, like if you're going to find someplace, it's going to be like Olive Garden.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. And so this guy, whenever he got to pick, it was always Cracker Barrel. He was from the South. And he's like, I just love their cooking.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's fine. Like
it makes
everybody
want to go though. It's been a while since I've been. There's gotta be something. It does make
they have
me
like the general store there too. Like you go in and it's the general store and they've got like candles and stuff. I always remember that.
Because it
was dark wood.
They changed up a lot of that. The inside
did they?
Of it. Yeah, that's where it all started. This whole debacle, this whole thing started with them remodeling the inside, getting rid of those old dark chairs and getting, you know, more modern
that's
in there.
Silly.
And, but they this is how stupid it is. They said, oh, we're going to keep the rocking chairs out front.
You got to.
I mean, and then also the store, you know, all the little store and the knickknacks, they just tried to clean it up a little bit. And that's when people started getting upset. And when they took that old man off the sign, I can't remember what his name is.
Old timer. That's his name, Old Timer.
He doesn't have a name?
No, he's just Old Timer.
Okay, all right. Well, when they took him off, that's when everybody freaked out.
Well, no, they totally changed everything. They took everything off, and then they made it just the words in like a barrel-shaped thing. Like, it looked stupid. I didn't understand why they did it. I'm not angry and shaking my fist in like a kind of like, why do you got to destroy everything kind of way. My thing is like, why would you spend any amount of money changing a logo that is your logo? You know what I mean? Like it's like when Wendy's updated their logo, they still kept Wendy. They just updated. So I would get it if like they wanted to update and still use the Old Timer. But the fact that they took it all away and just had the words Cracker Barrel, I was like, this is stupid. Plus, know your base.
That's who it is. The Old Timer is his name is, in fact, Uncle. This is like fun facts. That's what I thought because I kept saying Uncle Herschel. So that Old Timer guy is named by the name of Uncle Herschel. I don't know the background of Uncle Herschel, but apparently he's something of something when it comes to Cracker Barrel. I'm glad you didn't know that.
They just keep talking about Old Timer. And I was like, yep, that's what he is. He's just an old guy sitting next to a barrel.
Yeah, sitting in a wood chair. Oh, we got another question here. I remember you guys saying both your birthdays are coming up, so that means you're Virgos. You're a Virgo, correct, too, right?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing about being a Virgo? I mean, you're the pro on this stuff. Is there a weird thing? What are Virgos?
Virgos are earth signs. Okay. They're very, it's tough. So, they're not stubborn, but they are perfectionists.
Okay.
They do not like to settle for anything less than perfect. And they expect that in themselves, but also in others. So the hardest thing about knowing a Virgo is the fact. Yes.
Yeah, that is me all day long.
The hardest thing about knowing a Virgo is the fact that, like, they're holding you up to a standard. You can't be mad at them because they're like, I'm holding myself up even to a higher standard. So what I'm asking you to do is like nothing compared to what I'm asking myself to do. And they also just don't understand why you would do something and not do it well. Like, there's that idea of like,
I don't.
Well, I mean, what's the point of doing something if you're not going to commit 150% to doing it?
I don't understand that.
Right.
That is spot on me. I don't understand why you would do something half-ass. You know, and a lot of it comes from being my father, you know, giving me my advice growing up and stuff like that. But because he was a perfectionist, but he was also born in December, December 31st.
Yeah, he's a Capricorn. Forget about it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was hard.
Stubborn. There's a reason that they're a goat. You are dealing with, they're like, nope. This is just the way it is, and the way I do it is the right way to do it. And if you're not doing it my way, then you're doing it wrong.
Okay. I'm not that way. Yeah. Huh? I'm not that way. No, I'm more so it's like, why start the race if you're not going to finish it?
No, you know? Absolutely.
And most people quit when they're on the 1 yard line. They don't even know it. And I mean, that's why you just got to keep going.
If you put a Virgo on something, it's going to get done.
Sure.
And it's going to get done well. Okay. I mean, Virgos are not like casual. So that would be the biggest like annoying trait about Virgos, probably for non-Virgos, is the fact that they just have this uncompromising spirit when it comes to tasks or life ventures, you know?
Okay. All right. So now that we're here, I need to know what Wylene's born on 11.
Oh, yeah, she's a Scorpio.
She's a Scorpio. Why do you say that?
Oh. Wiley.
Wiley.
Still waters run deep.
What does that mean?
They're a scorpion for a reason.
Okay.
That sting. You do not want to cross a Scorpio.
You
do not want to get them mad. They're a slow burn, but once they're there, forget about it.
She is a slow burn.
Uh-huh.
She is a slow burn. I've made her.
She's like, okay, okay, until she's not okay.
Yeah.
And then watch out.
Yes, you remember what happened.
Uh-huh.
A month ago. I didn't come home. I didn't want to leave. And
they keep their own counsel. They're very mysterious. They keep their own counsel. You won't hear a lot of complaining out of them. You won't hear a lot of they keep it all to themselves.
Okay.
And so that's the thing. It's really hard to tell when something's wrong with a Scorpio on account of the fact that they're not letting it show. And then all of a sudden it's just, they're done. And you're like, well, where did this come from? And they're like, well, I've been stewing on this for months. You just didn't know. And now I'm
finished. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Now you know. And then it's too late. You're like, well, what can I do? And they're like,
it's too late.
Mm-hmm. The Scorpios are tough. Scorpio women
are tough. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're also they're very sexual.
Okay.
So that's another thing about them. They're very,
okay.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
that's just where I'll leave it.
Okay. Are Virgos very sexual?
Privately.
Privately, like they
they're very well, that's the thing. Virgos are very private.
So they're masturbating is what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
They could have a million lovers. You would never know.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Look at those Virgos go.
Yeah. It's Virgos like are very much like I don't share, and I also don't advertise. Like,
okay.
Which I feel very much like that.
Okay.
I feel very much like I have had complete relationships that my family knew nothing about.
Okay.
Like where I was like something and it would come up and they'd be like, what do you mean? I'd be like, well, we dated for like a year. They'd be like, you dated somebody for a year?
And you never brought him about? Mm-mm. Did he ever ask, like, can I meet the family? Or did guys, I've never.
No, guys are easy to put off that way.
Uh-huh.
It would be hard if you were, I mean, women are much more like, why aren't I meeting anybody? Guys are much more like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And also, also like the compartmentalizing of life. Like there's the part, like when my parents came to town, I wasn't telling the guy that my parents were in town.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, I got stuff and things this weekend, but I'll catch you on Monday. And that's like because my family's in town and I don't want to make up excuses for not seeing you.
And that's a Virgo, right?
Kinda, yeah. Okay. I mean, Virgos are just very private.
Okay.
They're not going to like tell you their deepest, darkest secret. They're they're not going to cry on your shoulder.
I'm not private by any means.
But you're more of a Leo that way. So August Virgos have that fire in them that the Leo at the beginning of the month has.
Yeah.
Where September Virgos are more like the Libras. So they've got a little bit more of that balance.
Okay.
So there are differences between being an August Virgo and a September Virgo. We are different.
Okay.
You tend to be a little bit more showboaty. Yeah. Than September Virgos. September Virgos tend to be a little bit more.
What is it when someone's on a cusp?
That's because it's like you're straddling both worlds. So, you know, cusp is like.
Straddling both worlds? Or you?
No, because I'm firmly in Virgo.
Okay.
But like if you were like the 21st of September, you would be on the cusp of being a Libra. So those Virgos tend to be more like a Libra,
okay,
than a Virgo. Like I've got a cousin who is, and he's so much more of a Libra than a Virgo.
Okay,
and it's so funny because I'm like, you're basically a Libra.
So that's that question, and I think that's it.
I'm a dork like that. I love this stuff.
I love the fact that you know that stuff. It impresses me a lot that you can retain all of that information. I guess when you're an expert at it and you know it, you know.
I'm hard. Like, it's really wild when you come across people that are like experts. Like, that's really, it's crazy. People who go like all into star charts and stuff like that.
Do you do horoscope stuff?
I don't like, I do it like for friends, like, you know, like this, like when we're usually out to cocktails, somebody will be like, oh, ask Molly, like okay. Blah, 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 blah. And so people love to hear about it and whether or not it resonates with them.
Yeah, because Wyleen said that she said we should do this some type of segment on the podcast every episode.
Oh, I would love to do more of it.
Okay.
I mean, right. I'm definitely, I don't know if every episode, but like once a week or once a month or something like that, or every 2 weeks, because I mean, it.
Like a weird hat, a weird outfit, you know, when we do it.
Like a wizard.
Yeah.
A swami.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello, namaste.
Yeah.
Dripping in crystals.
Yeah.
You're wearing chunky jewelry. You can just smell the patchouli coming through your Spotify speaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Please.
We'll see. I do like to make you happy, but there is a limit.
And it is my birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday, it is August, of all the birthday months it is the largest, I guess everyone is f***ing during Thanksgiving, everyone is filling ovens up with things, corn dogs, wine down, thick clothes, bounce bounce, fur clump, golden brown, fiddly potato mound, relatives are all around, I'm anything except aroused, but I don't make a baby count, so I don't know what this is all about. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday.
just
I need
crazy.
To find September version. Where do I find?
Yeah, you
find
got
that.
It. TikTok.
I find that. I got TikTok. Like 2 days here before the big day is for you. Are you going to take a bite of that long dong or not?
Long dong? No.
Long dong.
Not going to take a bite of the long dong.
Come on. You have a long john right there.
You said long dong, not long john.
That's what we used to call it growing up, long dongs.
And you put that in your mouth?
Never thought of dongs at that point. Oh, by the way, I hate that word, dong. Isn't that a ridiculous word? It's almost as ridiculous as jorts. Dong. Want to see my dong?
No. I don't care if it's your birthday. No.
All right. You're not going to take a bite. Okay. You'll take a bite when we're done. Mm-hmm. All right. Make sure you check out a website and get some merch and support. BigPartyShow.com. Also reach out bpscrasher@gmail.com. And you can text us at 402-915-0962.
Want to thank people at Heartwood Park. Definitely get after that. When you go out, there's a whole pavilion that's got a bunch of lawn games. They've got Saturdays and Fridays, a bunch of different things going on. You can go to heartwoodomaha.com to find out more.
It's a good place. Everything's free. I mean, if you want to get the kids out and burn off some energy or just do a date night, they always have something going on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays for the community. So, yeah, get on it. Get on it. All right, we're going to get out of here. It's my birthday. Molly won't eat the long dong.
Nope.
We'll see you in a couple days. Have a great rest of your day and do yourself good.